Welcome to the Sleon Productions podcast, a special podcast today. We're talking about WordPress 5.5, which was released this past week. A couple of major updates to this WordPress core. We had a special about a couple of months ago. We had another WordPress dev guy. And many of you would ask, what is WordPress? WordPress is a free and open source content management system that handles blogs and websites. Over 35% of the web is used by WordPress. It's only growing. So if you go into a website, it could be WordPress. This major release was
38% or 37% right now. So
exactly. And our special guest is Mr. Justin Ahanan. He is from Benin, Africa. He's part of the WordPress core that updates this WordPress core every so often, every couple of months. Justin, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So Justin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement with WordPress?
Great. So I'm Justin, and I live in Benin, West Africa, where I work from home, like full time now. So I've been like developing with WordPress for four years. And I start like almost everybody with WordPress that discovered WordPress as a simple user. So by just creating blog, by crafting existing themes or existing templates. And then I start really being interested in everything that's WordPress community. And when I just start digging about the WordPress community, I discovered that I can like contribute to WordPress and give back to the project. So that's how I just start contributing. So I think 2 years or 2 years and a half ago. And so I basically start by translating WordPress into French because my native language or the official language of the country where I live is French. So I just start translating WordPress core in some plugins in French. So it was pretty cool to do something like that at that time. And with time passing, I just started being more involved in other teams of what make more WordPress. So I've been doing a lot of work with documentation team. When Gutenberg started and there was a need to write a lot of documentation for new features or new things that in Gutenberg. So I did some stuff around Gutenberg at that time. And finally, found myself in WordPress core that I really love. Like I really loved contribute to WordPress core, and till now I'm contributing to WordPress core. And a few weeks ago, I joined the WordPress core team at Yoast SEO. And so right now I'm just like full time contributing to WordPress and try to make it better. So
Comment allez-vous?
Très bien. Your French is pretty good, actually.
Petit français. I learned a little bit of French. It's a beautiful language. Tough. You gotta have the accent right and everything, but it's a very proper language, like they say in France. So the update 5.5 happened this past week. A couple of major things, like this, adding like the height map. Which is something that you had to do where you had to add some other plugins to make that happen. Tell us about this update and tell us about that specific feature with like the whole XML sitemap feature.
Great. So I think the sitemap, the idea of having the sitemap in WordPress core was around since many years. So because that's a very important feature for search engine or ranking like correctly in search engines as Google. But till now it was not really supported by core. So there was an idea and discussions around it. So basically now with WordPress 5.5, there's a default sitemap that is included. That means that when you have WordPress 5.5, with no SEO plugins or plugins like that installed. You have a native sitemap. When you open your website, let's say example.com/sitemaps.xml, have the default sitemap of WordPress. So yeah, this is a very big feature, because while SEO plugins are very popular right now, there are still a lot of people or a lot of websites that are not using SEO plugins. And sitemap is a very, let's say, basic feature for search engine to correctly crawl your website and then understand the structure of your website. So it's a very important, let's say, functionality. And personally, I'm very happy to see it land in WordPress core. And yeah, and there have been a lot of people dedicating a lot of efforts to make this happen. And yeah, it's good to see things like that land in WordPress core.
Yeah, because before you had how to use the plugin Yoast or all-in-one SEO to feature Google Sitemap XML. And sitemap.xml, it's good for Google search. It gets picked up well by Google and gets you up to the first page. It's one of the key features, and which is one of the things what I like about WordPress is very Google friendly. You know, besides the sitemap, you could always add blogs and posts and pages that work well with Google. So it kind of accumulates. And now with the Google, that plugin they just they released about a couple of months ago, maybe a year ago, Google Sitekit, very good plugin. I highly recommend it because it works well with Google and WordPress. Another feature with this WordPress update, 5.5, is the security. This WordPress core, you're able to update your plugins and themes automatically. Tell us a little bit about that feature, Justin.
So basically, the auto update features is also a very interesting feature. So basically, most of the features that land in WordPress 5.5 are very interesting. And the auto updates, basically the idea is being able for a singular plugin or a singular theme, being able to enable auto updates for them. So for instance, I have something like 5 or 6 plugins on my website, and there are some plugins that I trust. Like I trust the developer of the plugin. I know that they release new version regularly. They have great support. I can decide to enable auto update for this particular plugin. And then every time that the developer ship a new version, I won't have to do it like manually, go to my WordPress dashboard and update manually the plugin, but it will be doing it very, let's say, automatically. That's the point of the feature. And it works the same way for the teams. So I have a team like default team. So for instance, on my personal website, I've enabled the auto update feature for default team, like 2020 or 2019, stuff like that. And yeah. And I would say that the feature is also very close to my heart, because one of the people who really work on it. So as all of the feature that ship, there were a lot of people, a lot of volunteers and contributors that dedicate time to it. But for this particular feature, one of the people that, let's say, lead the feature is someone from the French WordPress community that I know, and that I really, this person really inspired me. And yeah, I've been very happy to see the auto update feature land in WordPress core. So yeah.
Yeah, this is a very important feature, because a lot of WordPress websites, a lot of the users or the owners of those sites don't update their plugins or their themes. They typically wait it out maybe for weeks, months, or even years. but when they make this update, this will help out like their website, because things will run functionally well. Because if you don't update your plugin, it could potentially crash your website.
Yeah, definitely. Like security issues. And for instance, in the past months, some very big plugins as Elementor had some security issues. And if this feature was like enabled at that time, people who have this enabled, I mean, people who have auto update enabled for Elementor would have get the patch directly with the new version and won't have to do it like manually. But definitely this is a very nice feature. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that it will be very helpful to many users.
Also, another part of the update is the lazy loading images that the website's pages will load faster. Tell us about that feature that you guys included.
So basically, the lazy loading, the idea is that when I load my website first, the images that are not visible at that time won't load. And it's just when I've been scrolling the page and reach the point of these images that they will start loading. And it's very important because for websites that deal with a lot of pictures or pages that load a lot of picture, all these pictures don't have to load at the first time and then slow the user experience. So right now by default with WordPress 5.5, lazy loading is enabled on images. So even if you are not using an optimization plugin, because by the past, most of the optimization plugins have this feature enabled. So right now, even if you are not using it, you can have this feature, the lazy loading of images. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's very important because a lot of websites, one of the main issues that it loads slower is the images. Mm-hmm. That's probably the main thing. It's not the, you could have a million texts in your page, but that could load fast, like nothing.
Yeah.
Is the images. Yeah. And, you know, and there's some users that put like 4,000 pixels of images in their website, which is not necessary. It's great quality, but it's going to take a minute to load. So this is going to be very significant, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think it will be very nice for, I'm particularly thinking to websites that don't have a system to optimize images like plugins, like, you know, optimization plugins. I think it will be very useful for them. And I hope that when someone in this case will upgrade to WordPress 5.5, they will notice a major change in the loading time of their website. And It's very exciting.
This is huge because what I'm seeing that WordPress is definitely covering like their holes a little bit, the helping out like the user make the word like the website much better, high improvement, searchable, like the page load. Those are key components to have a successful website. And another feature that you guys added, enhanced. Probably the right word is block editor. There's new block patterns, inline image editing, and new block directory. Justin, tell us a little bit about that update.
So, you know, I would say that Gutenberg and the block editor is one of the part of WordPress core that move very fast. So between two major versions of WordPress, there are many Gutenberg that are released, many versions of Gutenberg that I released. And the global idea with Gutenberg right now is to go to a point where we'll be able to edit the full site without having to, the current process. So you'll be able with Gutenberg to edit the header, the footer, the sidebar, and stuff like that. And I think that the block directory that now shipped with WordPress 5.5 and block patterns are a great way to reach this point. So basically what the block directory enable is just a sidebar inside the editor that you can open by clicking on the button. And then you will see the default blocks that are in Gutenberg. So paragraphs, codes, Vimeo, YouTube, and stuff like that. But you'll also be able to search for a blog. For instance, if I'm looking for a testimonial blog in my post, it's not a blog that is enabled by default in WordPress. So you'll see a list of plugins that have testimonial blogs and have added them to the blog directory. So we'll be able to activate this particular blog with one click. And then you can just like click on the blog and it appears on your editing page. So yeah, this is very huge, being able to search for a blog from the inside the editor with one click, activate it and put it inside the page. This is very huge. And aside from the blog directory, you also have the blog patterns. So basically the blog patterns are preset structure, like two colon with text and image and buttons that are already coded into WordPress core and that you can add with one click. It's something like template or template parts or stuff like that. And yeah.
No, yeah, that's very encouraging. I know that WordPress has put a lot of weight in the block editor. I've been liking it ever so often. Every update's becoming way better. I see more features with it. How has the response been with developers with the block editor?
So you mean when it was like launched?
Yeah. Have you seen? You've been seeing more like more features from developers adding on to the block editor? I mean, what I meant was plugin developers itself. Like, have you been seeing more and more plugins getting into the block editor and adding more features to it?
Sure. Because right now there are very great plugins that propose like a huge variety of blogs, like really nice blogs. And yeah, because the idea with Gutenberg is to build like a base on which plugin developer can work on and build like amazing stuff. So basically Gutenberg builds the foundation, and then plugins developers can hook on them and yeah, build stuff. So right now there are many block, like specific block editor plugins. Like basically right now, whenever I want to use like a website with the block editor, because all of the blocks that I may be willing to use are not enabled by default. Yeah, I'll just go and search for one or two plugins that I know and that I use like regularly, and then have all my features enabled. And yeah, I think it's a very huge opportunity for the plugin ecosystem.
Yeah, definitely. The block editor has created a new niche in the WordPress core, not just plugins, but also in widgets, but now the block editor. So we'll see a new feature of that. I've been seeing more users using it. Of course, when it first came out, it was like a big 180 turn. But I've been seeing more people just growing on it. And I know that the WordPress people have been trying to put a whole lot of energy towards it. I know they want to get into like the whole design part, something like Divi or like Elementor, that type of feel to it. But of course, it's a work in progress, which is what I like about WordPress. They don't rush things when they make changes. They do it gradually to make sure that final product is just 100% perfect. So that's something that I like about you guys. Another thing is the developer side. I know it's a little bit more technical for a lot of people. I know that you guys updated the PHP mailer library, the REST API, a little bit update on that. Tell us a little bit about it and what you expect, what changes were made so it'll make a little bit easier for the web developers out there.
So I'll say that the developer focus feature that I really love for 5.5 is the possibility to pass variables to get template parts. So I think this is really huge, because this is a feature that people have been expecting for years, and people have been requesting it for years, and right now it's just possible to do it. And when you just like take some time and think about what it could enable as possibilities, you just see how powerful it's going to be. And honestly, I'm really excited about it, and I'm really hoping to see more and more team developers using it to enhance I mean, how WordPress team worked, you know. And yeah, so there have been also a lot of like developer focus changes, like some change with how people localize JavaScript variables, and as we said, the REST API. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, the PHP mailer is pretty much like the one that sticks out for me, because I know I've had issues, not with PHP mailer itself, but with the hosting companies. Sometimes I had to add a plugin to do like an SMT send out for the email thing. So hopefully that improves. I know that I personally work with Contact Form 7, and I know they use the PHP mailer. You probably use Contact Form 7, don't you?
Yeah.
Who doesn't, right?
It's the first contact form plugin that I use. So.
Yeah, the first one. I know some people jump into Ninja or to Gravity Forms, but you know something? I can see this happening where WordPress acquires Contact Form 7, but I won't ask for your opinion on that. So we'll see what happens in the future updates. Justin, can you tell us the next update? Which I know that 5.5 came out this week, but 0.6, when do you think it will happen? I mean, what will happen, and when do you think it will come out?
So right now there's still like open discussions about what will be included in 5.6. And recently, a blog post has been published on Makecore blog, like the wish list for 5.6. And yeah, a lot of people has put suggestion, and WP Tavern also writes like a blog post with suggestion for what could be included. What I see from my side is like more and more work in refining the way the block editor work. And yeah, getting more and more closer to full seat editing. So that's what I see from here for 5.6. But yeah, I can say that it's going to be very exciting.
every update is exciting. I know that with WordPress, it's open source, but also when it comes to making that next update, it's open discussion. And that's something that WordPress keeps like that mission statement going when it comes to anything. With WordPress. So and looking forward to 5.6. What was that?
I was just willing to say that something very interesting that will happen with 5.6 is that the release squad will be a all-woman release squad. So that will be the first time that this is happening in WordPress Go. And yeah, also very like great new win.
Yeah. When do you think that will be released? Is it like around like December? Is that like the next update I've heard?
Yeah. So it's the targeted that like it's around December 2020.
Interesting. Yeah. And during the pandemic, it did not slow down. I remember I was talking to David Bonfield back in April, and he said August, and the pandemic hasn't slowed you guys down.
So that's what's wonderful with a distributed. So I see like WordPress Core or other WordPress contributors as a very, very big distributed team around the world. So we have been working asynchronously for years, and it works really well. And yeah, I, from my part, I didn't see something like things slow down during the pandemic.
And nothing slows down with WordPress. They keep going.
That's what's
digital, and I'm very thankful for it, because this update 5.5 with the sitemap, I'm telling you guys, this is huge. But it's interesting because I was seeing a comment that the sitemap is limited to like a real sitemap. Is that something that you've heard, or this is like a regular sitemap.xml?
So this, I would say that this a first iteration. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it include like the basic features that a sitemap need to have, but then like SEO plugins can either decide to work on this sitemap, enhance it, or disable it to use the, I mean, there's like plugins like Rank Map or Yoast SEO or SEO Press. They disable the default WordPress sitemap and use theirs. And there's also something that in the philosophy of WordPress is what we call like plugin territory. So there are some features that maybe are best or are really suitable to be handled by plugin instead of core. So I'm seeing that sitemap will grow. The default sitemap will grow, but it will fit in what I say core territory instead of going beyond. But as I say, it's definitely a first iteration and it will still be refining with release coming. So
should be pretty exciting. Of course, sitemap.xml, a little of a developer techie term right there, but it's huge. When you search Google, that website, if it's in that first page, you're using sitemap.xml and WordPress has it automatically. But if you don't have 5.5 yet and you have a WordPress site, when you go to your dashboard, it will prompt you to update. And I recommend it to update if you haven't done it in the last 4 years. So,
definitely.
You need to update.
Take care if you haven't updated for 4 years. I mean, you should do it like
prompt. Promptly.
Making sure to back up and stuff like that.
So can you tell us how has WordPress flourished in Africa? Is it a popular CMS over there or is it still growing?
So I'll say that it's already very popular and it's still growing. So I've been in the WordPress sphere in Africa for maybe 4 years now, and I've noticed an increasing, I noticed the interest for it have been increasing in different countries. Like I see a lot of meetups that started and a lot of WordCamps that happen on the continent. A lot of people that are more and more interested in knowing more about WordPress and how they can use it for the activities or for the business. And yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I think it's definitely growing and it will keep growing.
What is the biggest WordCamp in Africa?
So I think it should be Joburg, WordCamp, Johannesburg.
Johannesburg, Joburg.
Yeah, I never attended it, but yeah, I think it's maybe the biggest, probably. But there's also WordCamp Lagos that has a very strong community and has a background of consistency in keeping hosting meetup and doing WordCamps. Yeah.
Has there been a WordCamp in your country of Benin?
So no, we don't have we didn't have a WordCamp in the past, and we do have an official WordPress community hosting some meetups. And I hope in the next years we'll have WordCamp Benin. Honestly, that would be very amazing for me.
That'd be awesome. And I will not be surprised if you organize it.
So I'm one of the organizers of the local meetup, so
I'm sure you'd be asked to, but this is awesome. Justin, all the way from Benin. So Justin, tell us how can people reach you and contact you to talk about WordPress 5.5?
So I'm more active on Twitter. So my handle is Justin Aino One, in one word. And I reply pretty quickly on Twitter. Or if it's someone, if you are in WordPress Core Slack or WordPress Slack, you can just ping me on Justin Aino, also in one word. And I'll be happy to talk with you guys.
Yes, you can reach him on Twitter, Justin Anahan One. You can see it in our show notes. And you could definitely contact there. He's very responsive. I contacted him yesterday and replied really quick on Twitter and Slack. And join the Slack channels if you're interested and get involved with the WordPress Core. WordPress is open to that. And you can get involved through the Slack channel. Slack is free and very open. And let me give you the Slack address because I have it somewhere. But I'll definitely leave that in the show notes. And you can definitely read a lot more into it. And if you're a person that's interested in WordPress or just getting along, or maybe you're in WordPress.com, and you want to start your own WordPress hosted website, self-hosted, you know, check out wordpress.org and they'll definitely guide you into it. I got into WordPress about over 10 years ago. It has driven my business. I love it. I use it for everything, for podcasting, for blogs, articles. It's been a huge blessing, and I'm really glad to see more updates. And Justin, any closing words before we part ways?
So what I can say now is, like, if there are people that are interested in contributing to WordPress, because contributing to WordPress is something that's really close to my heart. And so if there are people that are willing to learn how to contribute or want to start to contribute, they just have to go on the official make.wordpress.org website, where everything about contribution happen. Then you see the different teams, and yeah, just jump in what you are interested in. And
jump in, give us some ideas. You might want to have a balloon that you know, which will appear when you enter WordPress dashboard. Hey, they could add that in the future. Who knows?
Yeah.
You have some suggestions that could change the world. And I know WordPress is... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was like saying that they are like very, very several ways to contribute. It can be like design, documentation, translation. I mean, I'm pretty sure that whatever you are doing, if you go to WordPress, make.wordpress.org, we'll find a team that will fit you and you'll be happy to contribute.
There's always a fit somewhere in WordPress. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you could definitely reach me at Sleon at Sleon or at sleonproductions.com. I use WordPress, probably 60-80% of my business is WordPress. I love it. I mean, I'm involved with WordCamp Miami, WordPress meetups locally. It's a good avenue to learn more about technology. I mean, WordPress is not just about the CMS. You learn a lot of different things. WordPress is connected to SEO, is connected to marketing, design, blogging, content creation, even podcasting. That is definitely growing within the core itself. Justin Ahanan, thanks for coming on to the Sleon Productions podcast.
Thanks for having me.